Mickey Spillane has created a new kiss and kill detective in his latest book. Mike Hammer's gone. Well, Mr. Spillane's old hero did pretty well, sold about 75 million books. The author's our guest in about 2 minutes. Right now, Sonny James and A World of Our Own. Her husband won't even notice? Well, chances are you do. Renews It air fresheners. So lightly, pleasantly scented that husbands and friends notice the difference they make, not the fragrance. That's because Renews It air fresheners remove unpleasant odors instead of masking them. Clears stuffy air in seconds. 5 spring-like fragrances to choose from, and all at a surprisingly low, budget-coddling price. Renews It air fresheners. With the Good Housekeeping Seal. The first Mickey Spillane novel, a mystery novel, I, the Jury, came out 20 years ago. It really was that long ago. Since then, there have been 15 more thrillers, which have made the author America's best-selling mystery writer. Mr. Spillane was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Lee Leonard.
Did I ever hear somewhere, Mickey, that you started out writing by writing plot lines for comic strips?
I was one of the first group that originated comic books. If I yelled Shazam, everybody over 40 would jump up and say, hey, Billy Batson, Captain
Marvel.
There
he is, right. Mike, when you do write now, do you need privacy? Do you retire to your den, or can you sit at the kitchen table with your wife and everybody around?
Well, that depends on how badly I need the money. I can write under any conditions if I'm broke. Usually I'm not broke, though.
Do you write fast?
I write very fast. It takes between 3 days and 3 weeks to write a book. I did one in 3 weeks. It came out so fast I couldn't stop it, in 3 days. It just came pouring out of me, so I catnapped in between and turned it out. That was Day of the Guns. Matter of fact, the faster a book comes out, the better it is. And I never rewrite. I never touch a word of it.
Are you occasionally surprised at how they end?
No, I know the endings. I write the endings first. I always start with the ending all right down there. Then I go back to the beginning. That way I know where I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know where I'm going.
At least you know what you're heading for.
Yeah.
The first movie, the first Mike Hammer movie, I think is a chapter you'd rather forget.
Oh, that nithead out there in California tore me up. When Victor Savva went and made pictures, see what he did? He thought my stuff was trash. Well, it might have been trash, but it was good trash. You know, it was readable, it sold millions of copies. And all he wanted to do was take my stuff, make quick money out of it so he could make a picture called The Silver Chalice, which probably lost $2 million and it could have happened to a nicer guy.
How about the TV series? Were you happier with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, except for a couple of stupid things they do. For instance, they gave Darren McGavin Snub Nose 38 to carry. And when I saw him, I said, you nuts, Mike has always been noted for carrying a 45. He says, who's going to notice? Oh, about a million people noticed and all wrote me letters on it. And their excuse was his hand was too small to carry a 45. What are you going to do when you go in the Army? Say, oh, let me see how big your hand is.
Give me a small rifle.
Yeah, give me a small rifle.
How about your feeling, as you mentioned earlier, Mickey, when you started out, a lot of your stuff was considered very rough. As a matter of fact, the word dirty and obscene was used in connection
Banned all over. As they say, 20 years later, I'm required reading. The world changes.
But how do you look upon some of the things that are being done today?
Well,
not only in literature,
terrible.
But in films.
I never did write pornography, and I don't like to read it myself. I mean, when it's thrown at you in book form, if somebody wants to read a dirty book that's pure pornography, under the counter pornography, let them do it. But don't go selling books for public consumption. That's a deliberate attempt to hang a story device, let's say, in pure sex. First of all, it doesn't sell. They have a limited number of readers. There are certain publications that go for this kind of material, and you don't find any big writers coming out. People still like to read stories. I write clean sex, which means a darn good relationship between a man and a woman. I put sex in where it's necessary, where it belongs. And I don't hang a story on that one basis. I use it, but I don't use it as a device for the whole story. Like violence. I can't be accused of violence. Capone was there before me, Dillinger, Little Logie, Bunny and Clyde. And I sure didn't invent sex. That's been in a long time.
But you describe violence in great detail in some of the books.
Oh, sure, you have to.
Do you think that's one of the reasons the books caught on
right
off the bat?
No, I don't think so. I think
what would you credit it to, then?
Why, the jury was a good story. The storyline itself was good, but having written it 20 years ago, I look at it now and my style has changed. I've matured. Things, you know, I have more background, information, knowledge, experience, so that my books today are a little bit different. Yet, funny enough, I, the jury, is still a big seller on the market.
What do you do when you're not writing, Mickey?
Spending my money.
I mean, no, what do you like to do? What are your hobbies?
Oh, I like to fly. I've been flying since I'm 13 years old. I got a lot of time in the air. Well, I do a lot of fishing when I can, but right now I've been so busy I haven't got much chance to do practically anything. My wife has got a nightclub act going for her, and I follow her around. She's got a beautiful voice, and I like to go wherever she goes, and I stay with her, and I bring the typewriter along and make money while she's doing it.
That's great. You can take your work with you wherever you go.
Yeah, give me $3 worth of paper, a typewriter, and a mailbox. I'm in business.
We've been talking with Mickey Spillane, and Mickey, I hope that I get to interview you again for Monitor 20 years from now, and you've written another 20 bestsellers. Thanks for being our guest. This is Lee Leonard for Monitor. The new Spillane novel is called The Delta Factor, and the hero is not called Mike Hammer. He's called Morgan. With a Little Help from My Friends is the name of this one by Sergio Mendes.
What will you do if I sang out of tune?
Just stand up and spoken to me.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of tune.
Thank you.
15 minutes past the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon. Sports. In 4 minutes, how to install your own lake if you don't happen to like swimming pools. Before that, Roger Miller's Little Green Apples, which is preceded by... Oh, I don't know why I have to tell you everything. You'll know soon enough what this is. Ford Motor Company has done it again. Winning 1-2-3 at the Daytona 500. Gale Yarborough finished first in a specially prepared and modified Mercury Montego Cyclone. The third straight performance victory for Ford Motor Company this year. First, the Union Pure Oil Performance Trials, where cars picked right off dealer showroom floors were competition tested in handling, acceleration, braking, and fuel economy. Ford Motor Company captured 5 out of 9 classes. Second, the Riverside 500, where competition-prepared Ford Motor Company cars finished 1st through 5th. And now the Daytona 500. 500 flat-out performance miles that mean torture on engines, brakes, suspension. Ford Motor Company, dominating 1968's major performance trials, proving top engineering know-how in handling, braking, economy, performance, durability. And it means one thing to you. When you buy a Ford Motor Company car, you pick a winner. In performance engineering, too, Ford Motor Company has a better idea.
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face a glow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me. Maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make blue green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make believe puppet dolls, palm leaves, and BB guns.
Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm, Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In one moment, a report on how you, too, can own your own lake. First, this from State Farm.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and All at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
If you own some land, why not install a lake? It's relatively easy and inexpensive. A report from Jim Bashline, assistant managing editor of Field & Stream magazine and monitors Charlie Holmes.
Jim Bashline, is it really easy to own your own lake?
Certainly it is, Charlie. If you have the land available and a little bit of wherewithal, it's a pretty easy thing to come up with a fun-type recreational pond.
Well, now, are we talking about a pond or a lake? What kind of size are we talking about?
Well, of course, definitions change from place to place in the country, but practically anything that's a little bit longer than 100 feet, people like to refer to it as a lake.
Uh-huh. How much acreage would you say you'd need for a project like this?
Well, of course, it depends a great deal on water supply available. You can have a good water supply on a very, very small tract of land, say something in the nature of 4 or 5 acres.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say water supply, what are you talking about? Springs, basically? Or?
Yes, a spring or a seepage area where water would sort of gravitate to the surface. You don't really need running water. In fact, some very, very fine ponds have been constructed where there really is no running source.
What does a project like this cost, a minimum?
Well, some very, very fine ponds have been constructed in the East for much less than $500.
Less than $500?
Oh, yes. Yes, very definitely. Where the natural contour of the land allows construction of this nature, oftentimes it takes no more than a simple breastwork pushed up, and you've got a pond.
All right. What do you do with your lake? Do you swim in it, fish in it, what?
Well, of course, swimming is certainly popular if you have young children. They naturally gravitate towards the water, and swimming is certainly a consideration, but more and more people are finding that it's a lot of fun to fish, and by all means, I'd recommend that you put fish in your pond.
Can you get any technical assistance from state and local governments for putting in a small lake?
Yes, Charlie, the Soil Conservation Service. And there are local offices in practically every small town in the United States. They will send a technician out to your area, and he'll take a look, he'll make a preliminary survey, and tell you whether a pond is feasible or not.
Thank you, Jim Bashline, Assistant Managing Editor of Field & Stream, for telling us about how one can own his own lake. This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about No Doze Keep Alert tablets.
When driving gets monotonous, you can get the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No Doze. No Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit forming. No Doze. No car should be without it.
Countryman Pat Williams. Morgan from Monitor on NBC stations coast to coast, KGWE, Bakersfield, California, serves the southern San Joaquin Valley.
We still have more to bring you, just
Numero dos, Camelot, King Richard's Flugel Knights. From now, when we reach the 21st century, lots of dandy things will be happening with the ladies. Them ladies will take pills that will change their hair and skin colors. They'll serve eggs that have been laid by a machine. They'll run homes that are automated, computerized, climate controlled. And it's been predicted that women will rule the world in the next century. Would you like to hear more about the woman of the future? If you fellas can stand it, we'll get into that absorbing matter in about 15 minutes.
It's knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold. That for you my door stays open and our love becomes a simple two-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and songs and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone. I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. not to where I cannot see you moving on the backwoods by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. The shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard. And laying down my hairbrush, I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on the backwards by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. In 1 minute, a report from Saigon on the alternatives the United States has in the Vietnam War. First, this message.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation, because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little customer care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Now, Garrick Utley, NBC News, Saigon.
How many American soldiers will it take to win in Vietnam? Original estimates in 1965 said 1 or 200,000 would be enough. Then it was 400,000. Today, there are approximately 500,000 Americans fighting in South Vietnam, and the military situation is not getting better. In fact, it has deteriorated since the big Viet Cong North Vietnamese offensive at Tet. Now, there are reports of even further buildups. An increase to 535,000 Americans has already been approved, but it's becoming painfully evident that something much more drastic than that will be necessary if the United States hopes to bring the war to an end. The fact is that even with 500,000 men here, American strength is spread painfully thin. There's only one brigade operating in the entire Mekong Delta, although it had been hoped to put two divisions in this densely populated area. The equivalent of two American divisions is now committed to defending Saigon and cannot venture far from the capital. The other main American effort is along the demilitarized zone to counter the North Vietnamese buildup there. The result is that U.S. strength in the Central Highlands and along the populated coastal plains has been significantly weakened. Field commanders view developments here with a cold but realistic professionalism. Few believe that the communists can be completely defeated by military force, but most are convinced that the big shooting war can be brought to an end if the United States is willing to put enough men in here, say 1 million or even more. That, of course, would mean calling up the reserves and an extensive mobilization, a high price to be sure. Stepped up or even all-out bombing of North Vietnam is not an easy way out, since it would probably not cripple communist fighting ability in the South. Supplies can always be brought in from other countries through other countries. The war in Vietnam is in the South and on the ground. It is a stalemate. The United States has three choices. Pull out of Vietnam, go all out by sending another 500,000 to 1 million men here, or continue indefinitely the present costly, indecisive war. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by No Doze Keep Alert Tablets.
You're pounding down the highway at the legal limit. At first it's fun. Then it's routine. Finally, it's monotonous. And that's when the driving drowsies strike. Don't take extra chances. pull over and fight back with No Doze. No Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit forming. No Doze. No car should be without it.
Love is kind.
Current releases by the Seekers, Love is Kind, Love is Wine.
Here comes Mara,
so stay where you are on the monitor beacon. Morgan at the Big M, and it's 13 minutes before the hour, and we have 20 minutes latest for you.
Wake up before she breaks your heart. I warned myself from the start. Be prepared for tears you're gonna shed. To my heart I said, why reach for love? Not the kind who could be true. You come from two different schools. Did I get burned? Surprise, surprise, she really learned to love. Okay.
of the future will have a lifespan on the average of 79 years. She'll have two marriages with the full approval of society. One marriage to raise the family, the second for personal fulfillment. And she'll be able to predetermine the child's sex before birth. These somewhat startling prognostications are only a few from the current issue of McCall's, which is dedicated to the woman of the future. Now, in preparing a report on life in the 21st century, editor James F. Fix asked for opinions and projections from 17 of the world's thought and action leaders. And some of their forecasts are quite surprising. At any rate, the future looks nice for women. This issue doesn't say much about men.
Well, McCall's is a magazine that directs itself largely to the concerns of women. So we mercifully omitted looking too closely at what's likely to happen to man when woman develops all this new freedom and, incidentally, new power.
Yes, there's an article by Buckminster Fuller, and he says, the title is Why Women Will Rule the World, which he believes will happen.
He does indeed.
And after reading the article, I believe it too. Mr. Fuller says the tendency to expose the female body will continue to ever greater degrees. Is there far to go?
Well, apparently only as far as total nakedness, and I must say that I, for one, found myself somewhat disappointed at his viewpoint on this. I'm not opposed to total nakedness per se, but he says that because women will become progressively more undressed, that they will become progressively less interesting to men, and that this will, in fact, constitute a kind of birth control in itself. We just won't care. We'll see so much of it.
You know, he's got a point there. I had a job one summer as a lifeguard, and my employer said, you'll go crazy for the first 3 days, but after that, it'll wear off. And that's exactly what happens. First 3 days, you watch all the ladies running up and down the beach, and you say, oh, boy. And about Thursday, it says, oh, boy. That's a wonderful way to control the world. How about the business of two marriages? Isn't that sort of a throwback?
Well, I think the emphasis on two marriages is a suggestion that what will count in the future is not the kinds of forms we have now, but the quality of relationships. And the people who suggested that two marriages would be common are suggesting that the first marriage is for the sake of raising a family. Then that having been completed, we go on and we find romance and personal fulfillment in the second. And I know many people profess themselves to be quite horrified at the notion of doing things this way, but there are also those, and we found some of our consultants among them, who think that this is the direction society ought to take, that it's a valuable direction.
Yes, instead, the marriage was invented originally anyway to take care of the children. Well, once they're gone, you know.
Exactly.
You got to sit home and stare at one another. Well, I have to make one comment because I feel pressure. One thing I read in the magazine was that in the future, a woman will be able to shop in a department store thousands of miles away, choosing purchases by color phonovision. And I predict that if that comes to pass, women will have practically nothing left to live for. If you remove real shopping fun and she can just stay home, what's she going to do? This removes the whole game, the whole chase. It's awful, and I hope that never happens. I want them ladies out there fighting. I must say, Mr. Fix, this view of life in the 21st century is sort of dazzling. I hope I don't live to see it. We've been talking with... I won't. We've been talking, imagine, a fellow vestigial. Really, Mr. Fix. The James F. Fix, editor of McCall's, whose March issue includes a special report on life in the 21st century and is dedicated to the woman of the future. Thank you, Buck Rogers, for being with us. Can't you even say thank you?
Thank you.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Showing signs of upmanship in anticipation of this country slapping on a travel tax. This airline is urging tourists to come to the land where, quote, Ferdinand and his Queen Isabella gave Columbus the money that started the whole balance of trade problem, end quote. And the Tijuana Brass. News coming up in the hour. This is Senor Morgan.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy on NBC.
Everybody loves a bargain. That's why you'll love Show and Sell, my new program weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WNBC. This is Sterling Yates, inviting you to swap an hour of your time for mine. Enjoy the funny business and find yourself a bargain. Mornings from 10 to 11 on Show and Sell.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. What's your influence quotient? Want to affect your government's decisions? TRY contains district maps. Lists all New York City's elected officials in Washington, Albany, and City Hall, and tells how to reach them. It gives committee assignments of the city's U.S. congressmen and explains how a president is elected. For your copy, send 42 cents to the League of Women Voters, 131 East 23rd Street, New York, 10010. Time is now 5 o'clock.